Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This interview is sponsored by a new and standout destination in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by longtime healthcare professionals Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora blends advanced technology with personalized care to help you feel your best. Whether it's whole body cryotherapy to reduce inflammation, an infrared sauna to detox and relax, LED light therapy to recharge at the cellular level, or assisted stretching to improve mobility, Alora has something for everybody. Their mission to provide science-backed wellness in a calm, welcoming space. Whether you're recovering from a tough workout, managing stress, or just investing in your long-term health, Alora is your modern approach to feeling better mind, body, and soul. Stop by 821 C Highway 12 right across from Kroger or explore more at aloramodernwellness.com. The bye week blitz is back for another year. No football, so let's switch it over to hoops. Just about a month away from the start of the season for women's basketball here at Mississippi State, Coach Sam Purcell joins me, as he always is so kind to do at this time of year. You know, when you came to Mississippi State, you know that your reputation was elite recruiter. You are a recruiter. And right. Now we're in a year where, I mean, recruiting means so much more than maybe it even did 10 years ago. Do you feel like this is the era that Sam Purcell was built for?
Wow. Yes and no, right? You know, I think when you look at the last 4 years, a lot of the kids I got was because I recruited so hard at Louisville. That when those young women went to their second and third schools, I had an opportunity to get them because I had established relationships. And then obviously this part of my journey in year four, it's different because I'm the head coach. So, you know, there's only so many recruits in the portal and getting ahead that you can. So we're all just trying to find a way and, you know, recruit regionally. And then most importantly, find the ones that identify to go to school here for the right reasons.
When you think about your roster and how many new faces you have this year, as a coach, do you have to change the way you want to do things in terms of like, hey, offensively, we'd like to run these sets, but I have the players to run these sets. Do you have to change a little bit of what you are as a coach?
100%. It's just, it is to your point. You know, I read a tweet that was out the other day that there were 60 teams in women's basketball that had six or more transfers. So all of us across the country obviously have a model that we want to play to. But with the craziness of college athletics, it's about finding the right young ladies. And what I'm committed to, instead of putting them in a box and saying playing this way or the highway, is what did I get? You know, obviously I've got great young women, but what do they do well? And me adapting to showcase what they do well so we can put a winning product on the floor.
I saw a thing recently. It said you have to, as a coach, you have to look at players, not plays. Is that what you're trying to get at there?
100%. You have to. I think people who don't adapt, you see it all the time right now. I mean, we're losing football coaches across the country like I've never seen before. You know, the window to win is magnified. So you better adapt and put a winning product on the floor or else you'll be in the portal.
The coaches' portal is a little different than the players' one. What's the biggest challenge of having to construct? This isn't just a couple of players here and there. You had to construct an entirely new roster. There's a ton of challenges in there. What's the biggest one?
Relationships, right? I think at the end of the day, just like anything in corporate America, there's no difference. If you believe in somebody, especially your boss, and you know that they have their best interest for you, you'll run through a wall for them. And there's going to be days that are good and bad, but if you have that love and that bond, you can overcome things, and it's earning their trust and trying to microwave it as quick as possible before opening day.
I like that term, microwave it. I like that. when you have a new group like this, obviously, you know, chemistry is going to have to be a concern, at least coming into the season, from those of us outside your building. How do you feel like your group has meshed to this point?
Yeah, so I couldn't be more happy with this group in year four as far as their character. Not that I had bad kids before, but I've really got some great young women who come from great families, great AAU and high school programs where that meshing has been great, but you can't replace true live experience. We have our first closed scrimmage next week, which will be a great sounding board of where we're at. And then I got the same model that I used last year. We got to fail fast. And we got to learn quick because especially in this age group from 18 to 24, you know, sometimes you're hearing these 26-year-old kids that are still in college.
We're calling a 26-year-old a kid, Coach. Come on now.
I know, right? The NCAA is finally clearing that up. But sometimes the best way for young women to learn is after failure. And that's where I'm always, the best coach is now I got you, because everybody thinks their way is the right way until failure occurs. And that's what we're striving for, is to chase perfection, but at the same time, learn from our mistakes so we can be ready on opening day.
How tough is that though, to teach from failure? Because a failure is, and I think of it as it's a loss. And when losses start to pile up, that's not a good thing. How hard is that to do?
It's hard, but I think that's where the relationship piece comes in. If they understand where I'm trying to take them, there's two non-negotiables in my program. It's attitude and effort. And if you have the right attitude, I've been in this business too long, you got a fighter's chance night in and night out, because you're just determined to win. And so that's what I'm trying to help poke the bear, is what do I truly have? It's easy to practice when there's nothing on the line and you think you got this kid. But I'm trying to do time and score situations and put them in and tough winning opportunities, because I want to see who my dogs are. I want to see who's going to rise to the occasion, but most importantly, take on a leadership role, and learn a lot about my team.
So I love asking this next question to coaches who lose a star player. So what's tougher to replace, Ja'Kalor Jordan's production or Ja'Kalor Jordan's leadership?
Woo! Wow, you're bringing the smoke today on an off week.
I don't get to talk to you too often. I got to go when I go.
Yeah, I'd say both, right? I just keep it real. But this is the beauty of sports. And this is what I try to tell my young women, especially this year. I don't think we're going to get any love come SEC Media Day. I love it, right? I've already told them, I don't think any of you are going to get voted all SEC. I love it. I want you to have a chip. I want you to be a dog, because you know what we have on opening day? Opportunity. And when people are prepared for their opportunity, then all those things that you just asked me about Ja'Kalor Jordan, we'll create a new Ja'Kalor Jordan because of the opportunity ahead.
So how much do you have to rely on your veterans, Destiny McFall and Chandler Prater? The players who have been here and done it with you, they understand the culture of Mississippi State women's basketball that you've tried to instill. How much do you have to rely on them, especially in the first few weeks of the season?
Yeah, so the first 8 weeks of the summer was a lot, to your point, just of what the expectations, where the guidance was. But again, I have so many new pieces. We actually did something different this year. I had a board of directors, right? Because there's some kids who come in that naturally listen on the first day that have leadership qualities. So our board of directors are Sanai King, Chandler, and Favor. Nothing against Destiny. Destiny's going to have a tremendous year, but you want to hurry and not get caught up on last year, because there's not that many people from returning from last year. So my focus and our staff's focus has been immediately turning the energy to the people who are here this year, and let's put a new team together.
When you think about this team, let's start with the point guard position. How does that position look here in the preseason? Who are the names we need to know?
Yeah, great question. So you got Sanaya King, who as a freshman last year was the player of the year out of Howard. All right. She was second in the country as a freshman in assist. So the young lady can flat out run a team. She'll be backed up by Awa, who was a junior college All-American. So really, really happy in that position at the point guard spot.
And then in the post, some new faces there as well. When I look at your roster, you've got a lot of size there, but how are those young ladies going to perform for you?
Yeah, so great question. So our strength coach came up to me the other day and actually told me an interesting fact. We are not taller than last year's team, but if you take our wingspan, we're longer than last year's team. So we're trying to do a lot of things that are gonna, you'll see this year, trapping to create turnovers, doubling out of the post, so that we can use that long length. We have a new post player in Favor, that I'm already calling will be a fan favorite. The young lady is from Africa, went to college in Japan. And so we'll have 2 years here right now. If the NCAA doesn't come out with a fifth year, that's a whole nother
They might come
sports
out with an
show.
eighth, ninth, tenth year the way we're going, Coach.
Yeah. So right now I'm guaranteed 2 years, possibly three, right? But she has a personality that just lights up a room. And then you've got Faith and Rocio who are fighting for those role minutes. And then I've got the young lady who came from the school up north, all right, who made a smart decision to come down here south in Mississippi State, that started off at Auburn, went to the school up north, and then is down here right now. And Rich, who's got an unbelievable Charles Barkley motor, that you'll see a lot of production. And then a name that our fans already saw on Twitter on signing day is Madison Francis, a young lady that did a dunk that I still have never seen in my 20 years of coaching. that has a ability to just jump out of the gym. That would be fun to watch.
You mentioned favorite. Do you enjoy the international piece of recruiting?
I do, especially here, all right, because Mississippi State's special. Starkville's a special community, and not everybody can live here. You can't. But for the foreign kids who come here, there's an appreciation of life that you can't even explain. The amount of our fan base that decides to be an extension of their family and be a host family. The food, they can't quit talking about the food. Hey, everybody, right?
Yeah.
Especially them. But then the last but not least is the support. When these young women go to the soccer game, which Nick's doing a great job, volleyball, she's off to a great start, and then just feeling the love through social media because they haven't experienced a home game, they can't get over how we value women's sports. So it's really fun to recruit those international kids.
So you got about, what, 3-4 weeks to the start of this college basketball season. What is the thing you've got to see from your team in the remaining practices to for you to know we're where I want us to be?
Yeah, effort. Again, I want dogs, right? I talked about it. I embrace the beauty of this job. I took it for a reason. It got to the highest of highs, but also embrace the people who don't think we're going to win, just like we did last year. And you got to do it by effort. We got to roll up our sleeves. We got to outwork people, and we got to play together. And these kids who are transferring, some of them are on their third school. They played a certain way the first two schools, but we ain't playing that way here. So I'm challenging them like no other to flat out get after it. Don't be worried about making mistakes. We'll clean those things up, and I'm demanding effort from the first day.
Last question. So today on the podcast, we do like a Twitter mailbag, right? And people just send me and Robbie Falk just a bunch of random questions. So
that's scary.
Yeah, so I'm just going to ask you one. What is your favorite Halloween candy?
Wow, M&M's all day, every day.
Now, is it just plain, or are we going peanut butter?
Peanut butter, baby. Amen.
That's the goat M&M. You and I are. I knew I liked you, Sam. There's a reason we're friends. So I appreciate it. Coach Sam Purcell, Mississippi State women's basketball. Like I said, season starts very, very soon. Always appreciate your time, man. Thanks so much.
Hey, no, thank you. And to the fans, real quick, man, I need you. Opening day, Davidson. They're legit. Let's pack this thing out.
Let's do it. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.